If you are serving NS in my time, alright, during my time, you will find IPPT very familiar, right? How many of us remember this thing called IPPT? Most men should know, most men should know. It means individual physical proficiency test. Today, for the younger generation, they don't use IPPT anymore. They use FIT, FIT. Yeah. My time, I love IPPT. One of the reasons I love IPPT because there is monetary incentives. And I was quite fit then, you get what I'm saying? So I always got money. Yeah. So I love IPPT, alright? So there was once I boasted to my son, you know, hey, son, you know, I always get gold for my IPPT, you know, and my timing for my 2.4, the best timing, alright, is 7 minutes plus. Yeah. So, no, okay. And then my son said, really, man? Prove me now, lah. And then at that moment, at that junction, I received a revelation. I begin to understand the meaning of those were the day, lah. You know. But no worries. I'm not asking you how fit are you today. Instead, I want to share with you another type of IPPT, which means my title is Intimate Private Prayer Time. Or some of us may want to say as quiet time, but basically prayer time. How is your IPPT today? Now, unfortunately, quite a number of Christians, they don't find doing their prayer time or quiet time a joy. But, you know, but prayer should be enjoyable because the Bible says in His presence is fullness of joy. Do you know God always enjoy your one-to-one time with Him? Do you know that God is happy when you are there with Him? And He has a great sense of humor, even though He is holy and all-powerful. Actually, I want to preach on the topic of hope. But when I was about to prepare my sermon, I sense the Lord said to me, preach on prayer. And to make sure I got the message. So I said, Lord, you know, I need a confirmation. Can you please show me a sign? And I believe it's on the same day, that same day, a friend passed me something. And then he told me, there is a book I believe belongs to you. So I took it out. And guess what? The book is about prayer. So I say, okay lah, God, you know, this is sort of like a confirmation. And so this is where we are. So this is why I'm talking about prayer today. And how many of us know that prayer is a gift from God? Have you ever thought about that? That prayer is a gift from God. You know, God is giving us a foretaste of communion with Him in future. I do not know how you feel about that, but for me, it's a privilege. It's a joy that I can have such a conversation with my God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So to me, it's a privilege. To me, it's a gift from God because who am I to speak to God? But yet God, because of His love for us, He make way for us so that we can communicate with Him. And most importantly, His line is free with unlimited data. Because Jesus has paid for us all, and the Wi-Fi coverage is better than 4G, 5G, or even 6, 7, or 10G, because the Bible says we can boldly enter His presence at any time and any place. In other words, to say, don't waste it. Don't waste the gift of God. It's your loogie if you don't use that gift that God has given to you. So turn to your neighbor and say, don't waste it. Alright? I have some non-Christian friends who were very intrigued by how Christians pray. They said, you know, Joe, when you pray, you are as though God is listening to you. You know, when you pray, it's like God is your friend, as though He is just sitting right in front of you. How do you do it? And if you are new to faith, you probably will also want to learn how to pray. And in Luke chapter 11, verse 1, the disciples were so intrigued by Jesus' prayer life, they asked the same questions. So in Luke chapter 11, verse 1, says that once Jesus was in a certain place praying, as he finished, one of his disciples came to him and said, "Lord, teach us to pray." Do the disciples pray? They do. They do know how to pray. They are religious Jewish people. They know the Jewish law. In fact, they pray 3 times a day. They attended prayer meeting and heard how the Pharisees pray long prayer. And yet, they have not seen anyone pray like Jesus. They saw something different about the way Jesus prayed. They saw the connection between his prayer and power. They healed the sick in his name. They saw Jesus fed the 5,000 after he prayed. They saw his appearance in radiant glory when they went to the mountain and prayed. And they saw him heal the boy possessed by an evil spirit, but they couldn't. And when they asked Jesus privately, "Why couldn't we drive it out?" Jesus replied, "This kind can come out only by prayer." And they also saw the connection between his prayer and intimacy. They saw Jesus pray with joy. That whenever Jesus prayed, there was passion. He prayed with joy and love. And they heard Jesus say to Martha, when Jesus was at her home, he said, "The one thing, Mary has got it, and it will not be taken away from her." When the disciple heard it, they knew the one thing he's talking about is about Mary's intimacy with the Lord. And they want it. They want that intimacy with the Lord. One day, I heard the Lord ask me, "Do you know I love you?" Now, of course, I say, "Yes, Lord, I know you love me." Then he repeated again, "Do you know I love you?" I said, "Yes, Lord, I know you love me very, very much." And after a while, I got his message. I realized I was so busy and occupied with many things, I have neglected my one-to-one time with him. Even when I was there doing my prayer, my heart was in another place. I feel like God is saying to me that I've missed the purpose of prayer. Maybe the Lord is saying to you, "I love you. Do you know I love you? But where are you today?" So I want to encourage us, let us treasure our IPPT. Let us treasure the gift of prayer God has given to us, just like Jesus. That he has the habit of going out to a certain place and pray alone. And sometimes he even walk up to the mountain and pray all night. When the disciple asked Jesus, "Lord, teach us to pray," Jesus said, "This is how you should pray. Father, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. Give us each day the food we need and forgive us our sin as we forgive those who sin against us, and don't let us yield to temptation." Now we know there's no magical power in the Lord's Prayer. But I want to emphasize and focus on the first thing that Jesus wants his disciples to know before they pray is that God is their Heavenly Father. That God is their Heavenly Father. He is their provider. He is their protector. And he is passionate about them. He is unlike our earthly father. Unfortunately, I've met some people who find hard to trust God because of their poor relationship with their earthly father. I'm one of them. When I first became Christians, I find hard to relate with God because of my past relationship with my earthly father. But over the year, through knowing God more and more, I realized that our Father in heaven is unlike our earthly father. He is kind, his love is perfect, and he wants to bless us and always ready to listen to our struggles. A boy wants a bike for his birthday present. So he goes and asks his mom for a bike or a bicycle. And then the mom said, maybe you should pray and maybe God will give you a bike. A bike, bicycle, not a bike, huh? Bike, bicycle, right? Just, you know, bike, right? So this boy began to sit down and write Jesus a letter. Dear Jesus, if you give me a bicycle today, I will go church every Sunday. Wow. But then after that, he felt, this is not good enough. So he tear the paper and then began to think. And then he started to draft another letter. And then he wrote, dear Jesus, if you give me a bicycle today, I will obey what you say. Wow. Right. What a commitment, huh? After a while, he still feels, hey, this is not good enough. And so he decided. He walks down to the neighbor house. He sees the statue of Mary. He picked the statue of Mary up and hide in his wardrobe. And then he drafted the final letter. Dear Jesus, if you ever want to see your mother again, give me a bite. Now, we may not agree the way how this boy pray, but to me, I thought he has a simple faith, all right? Now, because God is our Father and He knows everything, we do not need to threaten Him to answer our prayer. And because God is our Father, Jesus tells us that two things we should not do when we pray. Jesus says, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see them. I tell you the truth, that is all the reward that they will ever get. So don't pray like the hypocrites. Why? They were just acting. By the way, that's the origin meanings of hypocrite. That they were more keen or more interested in winning the best acting award and the process from the audience than from God. And Jesus said, because of their motives, they have received their reward from men. But they miss the real blessing from the Father that God has prepared for them. So the problem is not the place they stand, or the phrase, how nice they use, or the type of liturgy they use, or they pray. The issue is the issue of their hearts and their motives. So God, our Father in heaven, He is far more interested to hear what is inside our hearts than nice prayer. The Bible says, people look on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. He is not interested by our fili fele, beautiful prayer, but we don't mean it from our heart. He wants to hear what is really in your heart. He doesn't want lip service. He wants us to be real to Him. Just for example, 2 weeks ago, if you remember, our senior pastor shared about how a visitor came to our church and received healing from the Lord. And he is not a believer yet. So in other words, he has not learned how to pray. And yet God answered his prayer. After I baptized my late grandmother, she told me one day, of course she spoke to me in Hokkien, all right? She said, I saw Jesus in my dream. And she spoke to Jesus in Hokkien. She said, I asked Jesus to bring me home after the Chinese New Year. And then she said to me that Jesus said to her, Esai. Esai means can, okay? language is no barrier, all right, for our God. And it turned out to be true that that year, after the Chinese New Year, the Lord really took my grandmother home. But the point is that after I baptized my grandmother, she never attend any CG, or she never attend church, or any discipleship group, or someone who taught her how to pray. Neither did I teach her how to pray. But somehow, Jesus answered her prayer, because her prayer comes from her heart. So because God is our Father, He does not need long prayer, fanciful words. What He wants from us is a simple, sincere, and natural. Tell God what is really on our hearts. Secondly, don't pray like the Gentiles. Jesus said, when you pray, don't babble on and on as the Gentiles do. They think their prayers are answered mainly by repeating their words again and again. Don't be like them, for your Father knows exactly what you need, even before you ask. So, the reason why they keep babbling and repeating their prayer and again, because they pray as though God doesn't know their needs. And that's why they keep babbling, because they pray as though God don't understand what they are praying. And so they must keep explaining again and again and again to make sure that God understands. But in reality, God knows everything, even before we ask. And they pray as though God is playing hard to catch. It's like God is trying to hide from them. They must pray very hard to, you know, just to force God to come out. It's like how the little boy pray. It's like have to threaten God before God answer their prayer. But Jesus wants us to know that God is not like that. He is approachable and He cares for you as a good father cares for his own children. For He said to the disciple and to us this morning, which of you fathers, if your children ask for a fish, will you give them a snake instead? Or if they ask for bread, will you give them a stone? If you are evil and imperfect, know how to give good gifts to your children, then how much more will our Father in heaven, who gave His all for us, who gave His Son, who came down from heaven all the way to us and reached out to us, give good gifts to us that ask Him. Now, when my children were younger, all right, I remember they would keep pestering me, when ha. Even I promised them I will do it. Even I said to them, I will do it, they will keep saying, Papa, when ha. But nowadays, as they grow older, they learn to be more patient. They don't ask me when ha anymore. Why? Because they know when I say I do, I will do it. They have learned to trust me that when I promise them, I will do it. Then how much more our Father in heaven, who knows everything about you, when you ask God, don't He will listen and remember? God does. God does listen and remember. So when you pray, pray in faith, believing your God or your Father in heaven does listen to you, and every single prayer that you make is never wasted. He cares for you and He knows exactly what you need. Some of you may ask, you know, Pastor, why seek God if God already knows what I need? Why do I continue to pray if God knows everything that I need? Now, it is interesting that if you go to the text, that Jesus didn't say to the disciple, because God knows exactly what you need, you don't need to ask anymore. Jesus didn't say to the disciple, because God knows all your needs, you don't need to ask anymore. Instead, He says, because He knows all your need, this is how you should pray. Why? Even God though our Father in heaven has every blessing awaiting for us. He has a plan waiting for us. He needs you and me to come in with an open heart and with an open hand. It's just like our salvation. Even though God has done it for us, He still needs us to ask and receive in faith. But there's another purpose of prayer. I know my children need most of the time, right? I mean, I as a father, I spend a lot of time with them. So sometimes just a little bit of pattern only, I know what they want to ask me already. All right, just see their behavior, right? The tone will tell you lah. Okay, when they don't want to talk to you, they will never, right, find time to call you papa, you know. Then suddenly one day, papa, you know already, something is going on. Something is coming, okay? Yeah, papa, and then suddenly very nice to you, all right? Then you know lah, something is coming, all right? So most of the time, I won't say every time, but most of the time, I know my children's need. I know their needs. But sometimes, even though I know their needs, I still ask them. I still ask them, what do you need? Now, I ask not because I do not know. I ask because I want to strike a conversation. I ask because I want to build a closer relationship with my children. So God does the same for us. He wants us to ask, not because He doesn't know, not because He's not aware. God knows everything about us. He wants us to ask so that we can build intimate relationship with Him. That is God's desire for prayer. That He desires an intimate relationship with you and with me. And I thought that's how sweet our Father is. That's how sweet our God is. That He's not just like our boss who look at us as someone to work for Him and to serve Him. You know, just like any worker, that our Father in heaven wants an intimate relationship with you and with me. And I thought this, how sweet our Father is. And so for those who desire to go deeper in Him, for those who desire to have intimate relationship with God, for those who desire that you want more of Jesus in your life, Jesus says, when you pray, go away by yourself. Shut the door behind you and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father who sees everything will reward you. I think somewhere in 2019, I think somewhere around there, about 3 or 4 years ago, I was asked to lead the Diocesan Day of Prayer and Fast. And this is my first time. The prayer is about gathering all the Anglican members, coming together a day to seek God as one body. Now, because it is my first time to lead, you know, the diocese, I want you to know I was very, very stressful. So I pray a lot. I really seek God. And really, the time where I really have to humble myself, you know, to ask God to help me. And the response, the outcome, the response was good. I remember we have the highest attendance for the prayer meeting. And after the prayer meeting, I met many people who came to me and shared with me about the presence of God, the power of God. And many of them also shared with me about how they were ministered by God. So I thank God for answering the prayer. I thank God for the outcome. But as I look back, what really bring me the joy is not the outcome. Actually, the greatest reward then was actually during those time, the preparation, the one-to-one time with the Lord, how the Lord led me to lead the prayer meeting. I thought that was the most rewarding and beautiful time because it was during that time I learned to know more about God. It was during that time I learned what does it mean to be intimate with God. It was during that time I grow and closer. I grow more mature in my walk with God. And the experience is something the apostles of men and successors or any successors could exchange of it. It is the one thing That's what Jesus said, they will not be taken away from me. That intimacy with the Lord. Those success could never replace it. So my friends, prayer is not a command. Prayer is a gift for our good, so that we can enjoy the presence of God, so that we can learn to trust Him as we grow deeper in Him. And the real rewards for us that God has prepared for us, the blessing that God wants us to receive, is that as we come to Him in private in prayer, we will know God is really near. He is a good Father, and His power is greater than anything we could ever know. And the Holy Spirit will make us wise, and He will help us to understand what God is like. Then we will know Him better and better. He will bring light into our minds, and we will understand about the valuable things that God has prepared for you and for me in heaven. And we know that we will receive those things because He has chosen us to be His people. So if you want this blessing, if you want to know Him more, the secret is pray to your Father in private. Pray to your Father in private. Now this morning, if you are new in faith and you do not know where to begin, I have four simple steps to help you before you pray. First, change your perspective of prayer. Make a paradigm shift. Change the way we see prayer. Yes, God will encourage you to keep asking. God will want you to keep seeking. And God will want you to keep knocking. But keep God's end goal in mind too. Remember, His greatest desire is building intimate relationship with you. The purpose of prayer that God has given to us, so that we might know Him and we build a relationship with Him. He wants to know you and He wants you to know Him. He wants to talk to you and He wants you to talk to Him. And He wants to walk with you so that you can walk with Him. Secondly, read the Bible. Do listen to sermon. Do come to church and listen to sermon. Do go online and listen to sermon. Read articles. There are very good Christian articles out there. And read Christian books as well. There are many books out there that can help us to understand God better. But remember to read your Bible. If you want to receive first-hand revelation from God, meditate His Word. Take time, set aside time, and meditate His Word. Last week, I was meditating upon Romans 12, verse 1. Present your bodies to God as a living sacrifices. Now, from young, I was taught that this verse means offer your body to serve God, and because of what God has done for you. And I'm sure many of us would know this verse very, very well, because it is one of the common verses that a preacher will use to encourage you why you must serve God. But that morning, somehow, I just felt the Holy Spirit asked me to ponder a bit more, to think a bit deeper, to stop and reflect, and to wait. What is something the Holy Spirit wants me to learn today? And so as I wait upon the Lord and as reflect upon the verse, I begin to see another perspective that I've never seen it before. I suddenly realize, what do I have to offer my body? I mean, we talk about offering our body as though that we are, God needs our body. But that morning, I suddenly realized, what do I have to offer my broken body? Wretched body, a sinner. Who am I to even to say to God, this is my body? And that was the first time I realized that, wow, that even though I'm not perfect, God has never despised me. That He continued to use me, even though I'm broken. And for years, I've seen how God has used my body to serve the church. You know, as I ponder upon that and reflection on the marvelous grace, the mercy of God, my heart filled with gratitude and love. And that moment, the worship flow out of my heart, I lifting my hand and begin to praise God and thank Him for what He has done for me. So you want that experience, the encounter with God, you need to set aside time in private and pray and read the Bible. Thirdly, make appointment. Set aside time, as I mentioned earlier. It doesn't matter you want to do it in the morning, in the afternoon, or even in the evening. But I would suggest, right, set a time. All right, set a time. And find a place. All right, you can go for a walk. Not necessarily must always be in the room, but you can go for a walk. Sometimes I go for a walk. And now with the mask, actually it's even more helpful. In the past, when I go to the park for a walk, I pray with my lips moving, and I will have people will look at me, what this guy is doing, is something wrong, you know? How come this guy is talking to himself? But now, praise the Lord knows our needs, so He gives us a mask. So now you can go to the park, you can go in the MRT, you know, you can pray with your lips moving and nobody notice about that. Isn't that good, right? God is very wise, right? God is humorous, right? I said before, right? So, give the Lord a clap offering, right, for that, yeah? Isn't that true? You know, so now with my mask on, I walk on the path and I just pray in my heart. Of course, I spend most of my time in my room, and also there are times I also pray in a cafe, and of course, I choose during the off-peak time where there are lesser people. With my coffee on the table, I just sit there, you know, and just sometimes reading a book, sometimes read the Bible. Just choose the time and the place to set aside for God. As what SP, Senior Pastor, shared with us two weeks ago. Create a space for God enter into your life without allowing other people to disturb us. So do that. And by the way, okay, those who go for a walk, my encouragement to you, don't choose the afternoon slot. All right? It's going to be very, very hot. All right? Morning and evening will be nice. Now, what if you are late for the appointment? What if you miss the appointment? What if you forgot about appointment? Don't worries. Okay? Turn to your neighbor and say, don't worries. My kanchong. All right? You can always make it up. You can always make it up. I want to assure you, our Father is not a petty God. He's not a xiaoxingyan, you know. Like, you miss one appointment, whoa, you know. I waited for you for hours, you know. You never come. I'm sorry. Next time you come, you must take queue number. Our God is not like that. Our God is patient. He's not petty. And He longs to meet you and He will wait for you. So even you miss the appointment, don't worry. Alright? You can always make it up. Last but not least, yield to the Lord. Yield to the Lord. Now, there are prayers in my life that 2 years before I see breakthrough. I will keep praying and praying, and then finally, I saw the breakthrough. And there are also prayer in my life, the Lord said to me, He has another plan for me. And those prayer that the Lord says that He has another plan for me, I have to learn to let it go. But those prayer, I know that it is in His will. I press on and pray and pray. Just like Elijah, you know, when he was praying for the rain, he asked the servant, all right, go out and check whether got any sign that the rain is coming. And the first time, his disciple went and then said, nothing, Elijah, I saw nothing. And then second time, and then third time, finally, he saw a sign, a cloud forming. So in the same way, when we know that it's in God's will, then we press on, we pray, we keep praying till we see breakthrough. But such prayer, persevering prayer, prayer that requires lots of endurance, prayer that needs lots of energy, self-effort alone is not enough. You can't just use your own strength to persevere in your prayer. I ask the Holy Spirit for help. I ask the Holy Spirit to sustain me, to strengthen me, especially when I'm disheartened or too weak to pray. So may I have the worship team? So this morning, if you're going through spiritual distancing today, you felt that your relationship with God has been drifted, I want you to know that God knows. But He has not given up on you yet. He's waiting for you. 等着你回来. Don't make God sing the song. 我等到花儿也谢了. Or the other one, 等到我心痛. If you felt you drifted away from the Lord, I want you to know God knows, but He has not given up on you. He's still calling you. Come home. Come and meet me in that private place. Meet me in that private place. And if you want to rekindle and renew your joy and love in your prayer, and this morning, if you need faith and courage to face your challenges today, I know we can always talk to people, we can always talk to pastor, but I want to say to you, Jesus said, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private, then your Father who sees everything will reward you. I think Pastor Daniel Teo talked about Elijah in his first sermon, all right? Talk about the struggles Elijah had to go through, the disappointment, and he was weak. But we thank God that he, instead of running away from God, he pursued God. And he met God in that private place, the cave. Do you realize that it was not the storm? It was not the fire? Neither was it the earthquake that changed Elijah's life. It wasn't that. Neither was the, you know, God sent down fire from heaven and make a miracles and change Elijah's life. It wasn't that. It was that still small voice that God, that Elijah received and hear from God. It's a still small voice that changed Elijah's life. I think the same for all of us. What you need is not how to overcome all the problems. What you need today is that God still small voice that you need to hear. When you have the voice, that small voice in your heart, that small voice is all you need for whatever you're going through today. I encourage you to protect your private time with the Lord. If you have been doing it, keep doing it. When you keep that private time with the Lord, I can assure you, everything will fall into place. And as your desire to meet the Lord in that private place, as your desire to want to know the Lord more and more in that private place, your desire for the worldly things, your desire to sin, your desire to hate will decrease and eventually drop off. God becomes the center of your relationship and of everything of your life. And His peace, His love, His hope, His strength, His joy, His courage, His wisdom will increase in your life more and more each day. So I want to ask this morning, how many of us this morning, you want to love God more and more? How many of us this morning, the deepest desire of your heart, you want to love Jesus more? And you want to know God more. If you are that person, I'm sure all of us want that. So may I invite us, would you stand with me right now? If you want to love Jesus more and more each day, would you put up your hands and lift up to the Lord? You know, the Lord is here. We don't need long prayers to tell God what we want. God knows. We just need a very simple prayer. But I want to encourage us this morning, after today's service, go and find your private place and learn to pray privately. Your Father who sees everything will reward you. And that reward is the intimacy with Him. And this is God's greatest blessing for us all, the intimacy with God. Lord, even before we pray, You know what is the desire of our hearts. Lord, teach us how to love You more. Teach us how to pray in joy. Teach us how to pray the way that You pray, that we may know You more and more each day. Hallelujah. Lord, rekindle our first love for You and the joy of prayer. May I invite us to pray this simple prayer with me? All right, from your heart, wherever you're standing. Let's pray together this prayer. Lord, come and live in me. Lord, all my life, come and take over me. Come and breathe in me, and may I know Jesus more and more each day. Right, Lord, this is our prayer, that we want to look more than just the things that You have for us. We want to look more than just the plan that You have for us. Lord, we want the one thing, that in our prayer that we may grow deeper in You and with You, that we may grow intimate with You, and to know how much You love us. How much You love us. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. The service is over.
Alright, before you go, turn to your neighbor and say, remember to do your IPPT.